This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. Today we're going to be talking about studying classical music, why study classical music, and what elements you should study. And I've got a really fun show planned for you today. It's a little bit different than normal. Today I want to thank our sponsors because without them, this show would not be coming to you for free. So we want to thank Home Music Tools, that's homemusictools.com. Owned and operated by a homeschool dad, our sponsor has some great offers from time to time. So please sign up on Sean's Facebook page at facebook.com/homemusictools or on his website. Also, I would like to thank, along with the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, our sponsor, Sony Pictures, featuring the movie Smurfs The Lost Village. You can find out more about that movie at smurfsmovie.com. And be sure to check out the Christian Study Guide for this movie on our show notes page at podcast 193 on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com or check out affirmsfilms.com. Well, I know many of you have probably heard this, many companies talk about listening to music and how it helps increase the brilliance of your baby. Or perhaps you've heard of the study that says that college students' reasoning increases on tests after listening to Mozart. In fact, that became known as the Mozart effect. Or how about the tried and true, air quotes here, a science fair project where a child uses several plants and does a study to see if music will affect the plant's growth. All the watering, sunlight, and so forth stays the same, except one plant is subjected to rock music while one plant is subjected to classical music and one plant no music at all. The results always show that classical music plants flourish. And I'm going to play an example today of the type of music that would probably be used in the plant experiment, just so that you can get an idea. And this one's by Johann Sebastian Bach, and it's Jesus, Joy of Man's Desiring. Let's listen in.
Thank you.
love that piece, and I hope you do too. And I hope you're a lover of classical music, because what we're going to do today, like I said, is a little bit different. What we are going to do is we are going to study classical music together. So you may want to bring your kids in, or you may want to listen to this episode first and print out what I have as points on the show notes on how to study classical music, or one of the ways that we've done it as a family, and we've done it many times with my five kids. We've studied it at least five or six different times. And I love to study classical music, especially before the holidays, whether it's Easter or Christmas or even Thanksgiving. It's always fun to do a classical music unit study, because what that does is it immerses us in music. And you don't necessarily have to go buy a unit study. What I'm going to share with you today are just ways that you can do one yourself. And I'm going to take you through the steps on how to do that. You're also going to find many links on the website of the show notes of other websites that you can use and music that you can listen to for free. So first, let's go through, you know, my list. I'm going to give you a list of why you should study classical music. Number one, it's enjoyable. Number two, it evokes emotion. Number three, the lives of the composers are interesting. Number four, it's complex. Number five, you might learn the sounds of different musical instruments. Number six, it may encourage you to attend either the Philharmonic or some kind of performing arts center near you field trip. You can add that to your lesson plans. Always great to attend and listen to the orchestra. Number seven, you can learn to identify pieces by the composers. Number eight, it helps you to become engaged. If you don't tend to tune out classical music like you do other music. I know sometimes classical music is called elevator music, but that's because it's very, very low and the pieces that are selected as background music. However, the pieces I selected today for you to listen to are some of the more famous pieces. And I want to talk about each of those with you and give you some points that you can teach your children as well. And then number nine, it's a form of escape, really a break from reality. And number 10, it may spur your child to learn to play an instrument or create music of their own. And we have got a great sponsor that does sell musical instruments, homemusictools.com. You may want to check that out. As we are thinking about what to study, I'm going to talk about some of these pieces in regard to how to study classical music and what ways really work with your children. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I will play some famous composer pieces and give you an example of the questions to ask your children. We'll be right back.
As a parent, you chose homeschooling to provide a better education for your children. Why not add a love of music to their academics? At homemusictools.com, we are parents, homeschoolers, and musicians, and we have the tools to help you provide a fun music education for your children. We carry guitars, drums, bass guitars, along with orchestra and band instruments, and we carry a wide range of music education books and instructional CDs and DVDs. Music has no age at homemusictools.com.
Now, the Blue Crew is back.
Let's go have some fun.
In their first fully animated adventure.
Nailed it.
To escape a dangerous, undiscovered world, the Smurfs will have to team up with a whole new tribe.
A village full of girls.
Hey, I'm freaking out, you guys.
Smurfs, The Lost Village, rated PG, exclusively from Affirm Films. Get a free Bible-based discussion guide. Visit AffirmFilms.com to download it for free and enjoy great discussions with your whole family about the importance of purpose, friendship, honesty, and loyalty, as seen in Smurfs, The Lost Village. Now playing.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with Vintage Homeschool Moms Podcast 193. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And today we're talking about studying classical music, and I am really excited because I love classical music, and you're going to find out what some of the more famous pieces are in this broadcast. So when we talk about studying classical music, the first point is the composers. I would take a week and focus on each one of these, and several of the composers have very famous pieces, and you can play this for your children And when they hear these pieces, they will know who created the piece and so forth. So some of the more famous pieces are by Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, Mozart, and Tchaikovsky. Those are usually the ones that most people recognize and know their work. So another way to study classical music is to watch videos of the composers. You can see some of them on YouTube. We actually own some DVDs of that. The third way is the great classes. I'm going to put a link there for a place where you can get some, high school level classes that you could even use for credit. I have not seen the latest one. We have watched some of the older ones. And so that's something you have to look at your own discretion. And then music appreciation. This is what we are going to do today. So what we are going to do is we are going to listen to several things. And so for this first one, I want you to listen to the composition and the beat. And I have a link on this podcast on a form that you can use that was created by GeoMusic.com. And it's a PDF on beat meter form. So let's just listen to this first one, Bach's Toccata a Fugue. You can hear there are repetitions in that style. And also, one of the things you could ask when you talk about music appreciation is the feeling, because feelings are very important when it comes to what they're hearing. And usually this piece, especially at the beginning, is used in scary movies. I don't watch scary movies, so that is not something that I can attest to. But obviously, it's a very famous piece that we've heard, especially if you've been around a while. And so, but with the composition and beat, you can hear various nuances in the style. So a symphony is a form of classical music, and form is the arrangement of sections within a piece. And it helps us to understand what the composer was trying to do when he wrote the music. So the different forms are theme and variation, rondo, sonata, concerto, and symphony. And this was recognized through the classical period from 1750 to 1830. So theme and variation is one thing to learn how to identify, and then it starts getting pretty complicated. I'm going to explain what a theme is, and obviously a variation is differences within the theme, but this may be a little bit too complex if you are just now introducing classical music. This may be something that you want to study in the future, so I'm just going to share a little bit more by way of definition. So a theme is a small group of phrases that make up a complete musical idea. Then there are several or altered or modified variations of the theme, and the general music is changed by changing the tempo, pitch, tonality, meter, texture, rhythm, or the overall emotional expression. And the composer obviously can choose one or several variations. So for this lesson today that we're doing, we're just going to do some music appreciation by just listening and trying to pick out some of the musical instruments. And if your children have never heard this before, then this will be a great introduction. Okay, so let's listen to this next piece, Beethoven's Fürlies. Thank you. Okay, so for this piece, especially if your kids are little, you could start out with asking them what instrument was played. Because it's very obvious, you know, that it is a piano. And also they could listen to the beat. It's very repetitive, which is something else that the kids will tend to pick up. And they can hear the, you know, variances in, you know, how quickly the music picked up and how, you know, and what the beat was. So again, something super fun. Now we're going to listen to another piece by Beethoven, and this one is the Moonlight Sonata. And again, in this piece, as you listen, one of the things that you can have the children do is listen for the instrument and also listen for the mood that it evokes. Okay, so now we're going to listen to Brahms' Lullaby, and this is one that the children will recognize as well. Here, I want you to ask the children if they can hear the different instruments. As well as something you can study down the road is where those instruments are in the orchestra. That's really fun to study the orchestra and where you can find each of these instruments. So let's listen in. In fact, if your kids had listened to that piece, they may have been able to tell you it was Brahms' Lullaby. So it's in a lot of the little baby toys, isn't it? All right. Well, this next piece is Mozart's Anna Klein Nachtmusik, And in this one, you're going to hear more instruments. And I've purposely picked these pieces as we get more and more complex. So this one's a little bit more complicated of a piece, and the kids can listen and try to pick out some of the instruments. A fun thing for little kids to do is to pretend to be a composer as well. And this piece especially is about 7.5 minutes long, and I'm only playing a little bit more than 3 minutes. But the kids can pretend to conduct the song, and that would be fun. So let's listen. Okay, so now we're going to go with another piece from Mozart, and this one's called Rondo alla Turca, and this one is very lively. You can have your children listen to this and tell you what they feel. A lot of little ones like to get up and dance to this, and we used to use this as part of the Gerwitz household cleaning music. Let's listen in.
Thank you.
lively, don't you agree? Okay, now we're going to move on to Tchaikovsky, and this one really needs no introduction. In fact, it is often played at Christmas time, and if you guessed Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, you are correct. In this one, you might want to have the children listen to the theme and the instruments as well. They can do so much with this piece by listening. So let's just take a listen. Okay, and also with that piece, you can talk about the various families and the string family. And this next piece also has a lot of strings involved. And this one's another by Tchaikovsky, and this is the Sleeping Beauty Waltz. Let's listen. Well, I hope you've enjoyed these classical music samples. And as I shared a little bit earlier, and I'll go through the list, you can study the composers who created each piece. You can listen to the pieces for composition and beat, for theme, instruments, and placement of the instruments in the orchestra. as well as the mood. What is the mood that each piece evokes? So hopefully you've enjoyed this session. We have some great websites that you can go to that have full-length performances that are live streamed. Also, a Classics for Kids site and a Teaching Classical Music in the 21st Century website that's really free and fun, and a royalty-free music stream that you can just listen to the different pieces. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. A little bit different today than typically, just gives you an example really on how to teach music for enjoyment, the biggies: Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, Mozart, and Tchaikovsky. Well, thank you so much for listening. Again, the show notes are on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, podcast 193. And thanks again to our sponsor, Home Music Tools. And you can visit Sean's Facebook page, facebook.com/homemusictools, or visit his website at homemusictools.com. And thanks again to Sony Pictures and Smurfs, The Lost Village. And be sure to check out the Christian study guide for this movie on our show notes page. Take care, guys. God bless, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.